With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. For a Monday in July, folks, a lot going on as we speak. We got the first round of Wimbledon underway right now. Carlos Alcaraz, the defending champ, advances to the second round. We got France, Belgium in the Euros, 0-0 right now at halftime. I took some Belgium to win and draw, so hoping that they can find a way to win this thing, or maybe just send it to extra time. We have the Copas tonight with the U.S. and Uruguay. We're going to talk some baseball, only three games on the slate tonight. We'll look at some futures. Lucy Burge will join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money, and we will talk some NBA futures as well. Obviously, the big news late this morning, or early this morning, late last night, Paul George is going to the Philadelphia 76ers. So a lot to dissect, a lot to talk about throughout the show over the next 30 minutes. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, don't worry. We got you covered. Go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. And we will start with a little glass ball. We always like to do this at the beginning of every month during the summer, during baseball season. Time to regroup and look at where we stand in each division in Major League Baseball and look at big picture. Look at the American League and look at the National League as well. We're obviously a couple weeks away from the All-Star break. We're midway through the season, so a good point to look at all these teams and where they stand in their division races. We'll start with the AL East, which certainly is the most fascinating division right now. It's the best division in baseball, top to bottom, and might have the two best teams in the American League at the top, with the Yankees and the Orioles, who right now are dead locked atop the top for the division. The Yankees are still minus 165 to win the division, though, and the Orioles are plus 135, followed by the Red Sox at 80-1, Tampa at 300-1, and the Blue Jays at 500-1. So it's safe to say this division is probably either going to be won by the Yankees or the Orioles. What makes the AL East so interesting is, even though the Yanks and Orioles certainly could win the World Series this year, they could certainly win the American League, both teams have some big flaws that they have to deal with. Baltimore's lineup is good enough to win the whole thing. Probably the best lineup in baseball. They average the most runs. They hit the most homers. They're an excellent offense. Their pitching staff, though, is definitely cause for concern because of all the injuries that they've had recently. Kyle Bradish is out for the year. Dean Kramer's still out for them. John Means is out for the year. Tyler Wells is out for the year. Their best reliever this year, Danny Coulomb, is out until September. And Craig Kimbrel, we've talked about it a ton on this show, not somebody I would trust, not a closer that I would trust on a team to win the World Series. I think Kimbrel could pitch the seventh inning, think he could pitch the eighth, but the Orioles need another reliever, and they also need a couple more starters as well. And then for the Yankees, their whole team is kind of a question mark right now because their pitching staff was so good early on in the season, right? Carlos Rodon was incredible. Luis Gil was fantastic. You knew eventually, though, those guys would regress. And now that we're starting to get into July and we approach August and September, like, what is that Yankee starting rotation going to look like? And then the lineup outside of Judge and Soto. I mean, it's been this way for pretty much the whole year. But now that the Yankees are starting to slide a little bit, it's really coming to the forefront. They got to go after a couple different hitters and I think bolster that pitching staff as well. So both teams have their question marks. What's interesting about this is the Orioles are getting a good price on them at plus 135. They are up 5-2 on the Yankees in the season series. So as long as they win two of the next six games against the Yankees, they play two more series. The O's just win two of those games. They own the tiebreaker against New York, which would be huge because you expect this division to come down right to the wire. And also the farm system that the Orioles possess. We know they have the best farm system in baseball. Yankees have a good farm system too. So both teams could go after some players and help their team. But I think the Orioles are better equipped to do so. I was really worried about the month of June for the Orioles because they only had one off day the entire month. They played just about every good team in baseball. They played the Phillies, the Braves, the Yankees, the Guardians, the Astros. They played everybody, and they had a winning record, and they came out of it fairly healthy for the most part outside of Bradish. So I think the Orioles now, looking to the second half of the season, plus 135, think they could be a pretty good bet. As for the AL Central, we got the Guardians still on top, minus 225 right now. Twins are plus 300, and the Royals are plus 600. I think you got to throw the Royals out of the mix now. Got off to a really hot start in the month of June, though. It's been a little bit of a struggle for them. Minnesota, we've been talking about how streaky of a team they are. They were favored to win this division coming into the season. And we'll see how Cleveland holds up. Their bullpen is by far the best in baseball. But their starting rotation is starting to leak some oil. And their batting lineup outside of like their top three or four hitters, I think they need to add a piece or two at the deadline. If we can get a better price with Minnesota, I think they could be worth the bet. But right now, I'm not going to do anything there. In the AL West, I like the Astros at plus 180 against Seattle. Everybody talking about how this Astros team isn't the same of what we've seen in years past. And maybe it's not. And certainly they have a ton of injuries to their pitching staff. But they're getting hot, folks. And they've won 9 of their last 10 games. And Seattle is a team that has not won this division since 2000. And they got a team on their heels that has made it to the ALCS the last 7 years. Houston is not going away. They're not going to make it easy on Seattle. I think they're absolutely worth the bet right now at plus 180. In the NL East, even though the Phillies have some injuries right now to their lineup, their pitching staff is way too good. They got an 8-game lead on the Braves. They're minus 350 to win the division. I don't think it's worth taking anybody else. I think Philadelphia wins the NL East. NL Central, I would love to take a shot with one of these other teams. I would love to bet the Pirates, or I would love to bet the Reds potentially. I just think process of elimination and kind of by default, the Brewers are going to end up winning this thing. The Cubs are a disaster. The Cardinals feel like they're going to be like a 75-80 win team. The Pirates, remember, turned it on in the second half of last year. We'll see if they can do that again. And the Pirates, with those young starting pitchers that they have, could be an intriguing team too, but I think the Brewers are the best team by far. And then in the NL West, we know the Dodgers are going to win that division as well. As for big picture, as for the futures markets, in the American League right now, I got four teams circled. Yankees, Orioles certainly at the top. Yanks are plus 200. The Orioles are plus 375. The Guardians are plus 700 because, again, when your bullpen is that elite, when we get to the postseason and you have a lineup that makes contact and doesn't strike out like the Guardians do, that is a great formula for October. And then the Astros at 10-1. I mean, the Astros are starting to get hot. You give us 10-1 with the Astros, I think that's a pretty good bet. Remember, the Yankees haven't been to a World Series since 2009. Orioles haven't been to a World Series since the 90s. And the Guardians have the longest drought of any team currently in baseball to win a World Series. And then you got the Astros right behind all those teams. So at 10-1, think they're worth the bet. Then in the National League, I think the Phillies being plus 240 and the Dodgers being plus 160 makes absolutely no sense. The Phillies are the team that you should trust the most in the National League. Made it to the World Series a couple years ago, went to the NLCS last year, and the Dodgers, it just feels like the same old thing with the Dodgers. They can win 95, 100 games. Ohtani can hit 50 homers. Him or Freeman could win MVP. Doesn't matter. I'd still take the Phillies. I think it's crazy, quite frankly. The Dodgers are plus 160, and the Phillies are plus 240. Team that I would keep an eye on, And we had Peter Appel on the show on Friday last week, who kind of echoed these sentiments as well. San Diego Padres would be a team I would keep an eye on. That frontline starting pitching that they have, the lineup that they have, if they can stay healthy, and A.J. Preller, if he makes moves at the deadline, they could potentially be this year's Arizona Diamondbacks. Padres 20-1, another team that I would keep my eye on. B Mills, not much on the card today. Both have a little soccer. U.S. Uruguay, both teams to score, and also Portugal Panama money line parlay at +132. B Mills, I get to my soccer plays in a little bit, but I do love that USA and Uruguay, both teams to score. I am right with you there. We'll talk about Copa and the Euros coming up here in Goals with Glasser in a little bit. But let's talk some basketball as we go off the glass. Obviously, we had free agency open last night, the big move. Paul George going to the Philadelphia 76ers. So right now in the offseason, kind of the two moves that have been the big ones were Paul George going to Philly, and then obviously Mikal Bridges going to the Knicks as well. And it's been fun to watch the futures market fluctuate in the Eastern Conference and also in the NBA Finals markets as well. Boston's still your favorite, and rightfully so. They're +125 to win the East and +300 to win the NBA Finals. A couple weeks ago, the Knicks were the second lowest favorites to win the NBA Finals. They are now fifth at +900, and Philly has leapfrogged them. They are +800. Denver has moved up to +750. I do find it interesting that Philly has the lower odds to win the NBA Finals over New York, yet New York has the lower odds to win the Eastern Conference compared to Philly. Philly's +800 to win the Finals, New York's +900. However, the Knicks are +375 to win the East, and the Sixers are +400, which I think is very interesting. My thought on Paul George going to the Philadelphia 76ers is I think that he went from having Kawhi Leonard in the Western Conference in the LA Clippers, and he's joining the Eastern Conference, Kawhi Leonard and LA Clippers in the Philadelphia 76ers. Paul George really just left a team and a superstar who you can't trust to stay healthy in the postseason, and then just went to that same player and same team in the Eastern Conference, because there's no question that Philadelphia on paper is good enough to win the East. They're good enough to win it all. Do you trust Joel Embiid to stay healthy for a playoff run? I know I don't. He's an incredible player. He would have won his second straight MVP if he didn't get hurt this season. Unfortunately, though, I can't trust the big fella to stay healthy. So Maxey's a budding superstar. Paul George, 34 years old, still a very good player, though. At the end of the day, this all comes down to Embiid. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that Paul George, a guy that played all those seasons with Kawhi Leonard and went through all those playoff runs without Kawhi Leonard, would go to Philadelphia, where essentially he's joining a team and a player that's probably going to put him in the same situation. So that is something to monitor, and it's a reason why I cannot buy stock in Philadelphia. If I had to choose between the Sixers or the Knicks to contend with the Celtics, it would absolutely be the Knicks. Now, they just lost Isaiah Hartenstein, who went to Oklahoma City, which was a great pickup for the Thunder to get Hartenstein and also Alex Caruso to go along with that young core in OKC is fantastic additions. It's only going to add to their defense. So Oklahoma City, I like what they're building. Denver would still be my pick, though, right now in the Western Conference at +750. With the way that the season ended against Minnesota and them blowing that 20-point second-half lead, I think that is only going to motivate them going into this upcoming season. So I like Denver. I still like Boston in the Eastern Conference as well, right? I like teams that have the least amount of questions. And Boston, even if they have to deal with injuries throughout the year, right? Porzingis probably won't be back until the All-Star break. Well, that's fine. You still got Drew Holiday. They just re-signed Derek White like 30 minutes ago to a big extension. You still got Jaylen Brown. You still got Jason Tatum. That's the beauty of Boston's team. If one or even two of their key contributors go down, they still got two or three other guys that can carry the ship for them. The Knicks are starting to get there, and that's why I kind of like them, right? Like, if Brunson went down, that'd certainly be a big blow, but you would still have Bridges there and Randall to help out with Hart and DiVincenzo. So I like the fact that the Knicks are adding some depth, and they're starting to add some more scores around Jalen Brunson. But Boston, to me, is still the clear team. Philadelphia, Paul George move is great. He's certainly an upgrade over Tobias Harris. There's no doubt about that. At the end of the day, though, they're only going as far as Embiid takes them, and I just don't trust Embiid to stay healthy, so I do not like the Sixers for the upcoming season. Couple teams that I would keep an eye on, though, if you are looking at the board right now, want to place a couple long shots on some teams in the NBA, two that intrigue me in the Western Conference. The first one's the Memphis Grizzlies, because Memphis, a couple years ago, they were the number two seed in the West. Defensively, in a playoff series, if Memphis can get to the postseason, John Morant, Marcus Smart, Jaren Jackson Jr., Zach Edey in the half court when the game slows down, that is going to be a ferocious defense. I think the Grizzlies have a lot of potential. And also, I'm interested to see what the New Orleans Pelicans do, right? There's still kind of this general consensus that they're probably going to move on from Brandon Ingram. But if he stays and you have DeJounte Murray and Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum and Zion Williamson, I think that is a formidable foursome right there as well. That could be interesting to watch. Zion, though, much like Kawhi Leonard, much like Joel Embiid, could be another guy who you just couldn't trust to stay healthy. So we will see what happens there. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge on a Monday. Lots to talk about with Lucy. Lucy, happy Monday. Happy July. Great to see you. What are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, happy July, PJ. Summer is flying by. Bet for today, that is very exciting. Five-star play for today, Brewers-Rockies over 11 runs. Of course, this game is at Coors Field. The Rockies have hit the over in their last two games, while the Brewers just hit the over in their last game on the road. The Brewers have hit the over in their last four games, and at home, the Rockies have hit the over in six of their last seven. So the BetQL model loves the over 11 runs for Brewers Rockies today.
All right, very good. Lucy, only three games on the baseball slate today, so what are you doing for best bets? Did you find something in those three games today?
Oh, I sure did, PJ. You know I did. Only three games, but there's a lot to choose from. Kristen Yelich, over 1.5 total bases. He just hit this on Sunday with 6 total bases and a home run to reach 6 total bases. And he has hit this in 2 of his last 4 games with 3 total bases 4 games ago. And against Austin Gomber, he's batting .286 with 2 hits against him. And Austin Gomber gave up 8 hits and 5 runs in his last start with an ERA just under 5. So I think Kristen Yelich can go over this. Then JD Martinez, who hit a home run, got a Lucy Long ball in here. JD Martinez has hit one home run in his last 8 games, 9 home runs this season. So he's a little bit due. The guy is getting hotter as the season has progressed, so he's due right now. Against Mackenzie Gore, he's batting .250 with 1 home run in 4 at-bats. His only hit off of him was a home run in a kind of tiny amount of at-bats. So I like his chances. Also, Mackenzie Gore allowed 19 hits over his last 3 starts and gave up a home run in his last start. So I like JD Martinez to hit a home run, and then Jackson Chourio over 1.5 total bases. He has 2 home runs in his last 4 games with 9 home runs this season, at least 1 hit in each of his last 7 games and 11 hits in his last 9 games. Austin Gomber has an ERA just over 6, and in his last 7 starts, he is 1-5 with a 4.63 ERA. That is his last 7 starts, so I like Jackson Chourio over 1.5 total bases as well.
Very good. I like it, Lucy. Real quick, before we talk some more baseball, I want to get your thoughts on the NBA. I was just talking about the futures market. Obviously, the Celtics are the reigning champions. We see right behind you there, you got that banner up, one number 18. They are the favorites once again to repeat. However, the teams behind them are making some moves. The Knicks got Bridges. Paul George is now on the 76ers. Are you concerned about either of those teams, or do you think that it's still the Celtics?
Yeah, I have no concerns, PJ. I have no worries at all about the Celtics winning the finals once again next year or this coming season. I said this on Back to the Futures last night. My co-host Brandon Sprague said he loves my confidence. But, you know, am I getting a little bit too cocky? No. That's why, I mean, you see behind me that the Celtics did win the finals just the other week. So I think that if they will keep their core together, they just signed Derek White to a lot of money. And Luke Kornet also, they just signed again, and they could give Jason Tatum the Supermax. They are keeping this team together. This team knows how to win a championship now. They have broken the seal on that. I have no worries. I see all these moves other teams are doing. I'm like, that's cute. That's great for all of you guys, but I know who's going to win the finals. No matter what you do, it's the Celtics. So I'm not worried about any other teams and what they are doing one bit. Yeah, teams can get better with these moves, with Paul George moves and Mikal Bridges. And then I like the Knicks, so I think they're going to have a good season, but I think the Celtics are going to win the finals once again, no matter what these other teams do.
All right, very good. I want to talk some baseball with you, Lucy. So it is the month of July, right? We're about halfway through the MLB season. A lot of baseball left. Give me a team that's currently not in the playoff picture right now, if it started today, but you think has a chance to get into the playoffs.
Yes, well, PJ, you might know what I'm going to say or expect what I'm going to say. The Red Sox. I mean, as Alex Cora said yesterday, they're better than people expected, and that's all you need to be to get a spark of a playoff run. You just got to be better than what people expect. Their odds to make the playoffs right now, the Red Sox, plus 180. 180. That's not so crazy. They are 8.5 games back. Also not that crazy. I think they have a real chance to make the playoffs as a wild card team, plus 180, as there's a tiny bit of value there. And the odds makers are like, you know what? It's not that crazy for the Red Sox to make the playoffs. And I agree with them. So yeah, Red Sox right now.
All right. Very good. And then also talking to MLB futures, Lucy, right now, is there any award that intrigues you that you think is a good betting opportunity? It could be MVP, it could be Cy Young, it could be Rookie of the Year, maybe it's a futures bet. What do you like?
Yes, this is a PSA to all out there who have not yet bet on Chris Sale for NL Cy Young. This was my preseason pick for NL Cy Young. It is now plus 350 for Chris Sale. He is second in the running here. Before the season, I picked him. People said, you're crazy. He's going to get hurt. He's still standing. Other guys have fallen. Chris Sale still stands. So I think that Chris Sale will win the NL Cy Young. And I think if you're going to bet on it, do it now. Plus 350, still a little bit of value there.
Love that. Lucy, can't wait to see what else you like during bet slips and bat flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time today with you and Jake Hassan. Make sure you check that out. Lucy, great stuff. Happy Monday. Happy July. We'll catch up again soon.
I'll talk to you soon, PJ. Thank you. Happy July.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, time for a little goals with Glasser. I see you guys in the chat. Got some soccer questions going. We have B Mills asked me about a soccer parlay that he likes, Moist Cupcakes. Our guy said his favorite bet today was the France-Belgium draw in the first half at plus money. Well done, Moist Cupcakes. You can already cash that ticket. Let me know if there is anything else that you're betting on the slate today, because like I told you guys, I was on Belgium minus 120 today to either win or draw in regulation against France. We're currently in the 62nd minute. Still no score right now, so hopefully Belgium can either win this thing or send it to extra time. We do have one more game coming up today in the Euros. That is Portugal against Slovenia. Portugal, big favorite, minus 275 going up against Slovenia, who's plus 850 to win in regulation. The draw is plus 400. I like both teams to score in regulation today at plus 120. We've already seen it in this knockout stage, right? All of these favorites, they've really struggled. We have Italy was a favorite against Switzerland. They lost 2-0. England should have lost to Slovakia yesterday as Jude Bellingham scores that miracle goal and then they win in extra time. How about Georgia scored the first goal against Spain yesterday, 4-1. France is a favorite today. Belgium's not making it easy on them. So now that we get to the knockout round, right, all the pressure is on these favorites. Portugal's been a little bit dicey so far in the group stage. They're coming off a 2-0 loss to Georgia. Czech Republic scored a goal against them as well. So both teams to score a goal today. Got to figure Portugal's going to score a goal. I think Slovenia can score us a goal as well. I'll take both teams to score in regulation at plus 120. I do like Portugal to win, though, B-Mills, going back to your play. So I think that's a good money line parlay. As for tomorrow, we got Romania going up against Netherlands. I'm going to take an under 2.5 at minus 120. Again, we'll talk about these games tomorrow as well. But I like that price. I think that's going to go up, right? When the game's the day of, we see a lot of money coming in. I think only having to lay minus 120 for the Dutch-Romania game under 2.5 tomorrow is a good bet. I think that's going to close at like minus 135, minus 140 tomorrow. So I would jump on that. And then another upset that I like for tomorrow, folks, is going to be Turkey at plus 290 going up against Austria. I'm not saying Austria shouldn't be this number. I'm just saying they're usually not used to being this kind of number on this biggest stage. I think Turkey's playing with house money. They come in playing very well. Austria has as well. But I think Turkey's worth a bet tomorrow at plus 290. As for the games tonight, certainly a lot of us will be watching USA going up against Uruguay. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised with the fact that the United States is actually favored tonight. Plus 150 to win in regulation. Uruguay is plus 190. If you like the draw, it's plus 220. I'm looking at the total, though, and I love the over 2.5 at plus 110. I think one of these teams is going to win 2-1 tonight. I'm just not sure which one it's going to be. Obviously, USA's offense has not been great so far. It was kind of tough to know how they looked against Panama, only playing with 10 guys, only getting 2 goals, though, against Bolivia when Uruguay got like 5. Pretty disappointing. I think Uruguay is going to be able to score. I think the U.S. is going to be able to score as well. And I like the fact that we're getting a desperate U.S. team, right? They have to get 3 points tonight. If they get a draw, it's no good. They absolutely have to win. So I like that aspect of it for the United States. I would take both teams to score. I would also take the over at plus 110 in USA and Uruguay. And then for Panama and Bolivia tonight, I would actually take the under 2.5 in that game. So Panama, if they win, they're likely through to the next round, right? Depending on how the tiebreakers work out. Going up against Bolivia, who hasn't scored a goal yet in this tournament. I don't expect Bolivia to score a goal in this tournament. I think once Panama scores a goal, they're just going to park the bus, right? They're looking for 3 points. Get up 1-0. Maybe you get up 2-0, and that's it. Don't give Bolivia any kind of chances, because the longer that you let them hang around, the more pressure is going to build on Panama. Much like Austria being favored, Panama's not really used to being favored in these kind of games, have expectations. They certainly weren't expecting to beat the U.S. and have an opportunity to advance in the next round. So a lot of pressure tonight on Panama. To me, that correlates to an under-type game. I'll go under 2.5 for Panama and Bolivia as well. And that's what we got going on in Goals with Glasser. Time to wrap the show now with PJ's plays here on Send It In. Keep sending in any picks that you guys have, any thoughts, anything going on right now in soccer. Maybe you're watching Wimbledon, anything that you like. Any NBA's futures bets, MLB, let me know what you like. Moist Cupcakes, do you think the U.S. have any chance to win tonight? Think maybe Uruguay rests some key players, having pretty much advanced. I do think they have a chance to win tonight, Moist Cupcakes. That's another reason why I do like that over 2.5 as well, because of what you just said. Uruguay pretty much is already through the next round, right? And psychologically, a lot of these teams, like we saw Portugal in the group stage against Georgia, lose that game 2-0. You just really never know how these players are going to act when they already kind of know they're through the next round. And are they really going to try that hard? Is the coach going to call a normal type game? So the U.S., we know what we're getting out of them tonight, right? They have to win. It's a must win for them. So they're playing all their guys. They're going as hard as they can. I like getting that aspect of it, but Uruguay is just a much more talented team. They have much more world-class players, so I think that's why I like them to score, U.S. to score. I like the over, too, but the U.S. absolutely does have a chance. You guys know I love it when lines look fishy, and certainly after the U.S. lost to Panama, nobody wants to back that team right now. Coming into the tournament, this was the game that we all expected the U.S. to maybe draw but probably lose. We thought they would beat Bolivia. We thought they would beat Panama. It would be all wrapped up. They'd get ready for either Brazil or Colombia in the knockout round, but now they've obviously put themselves in a little bit of a predicament, and they have to win tonight. Berhalter's job is on the line, so we'll see how much his players like him. We'll see how much fight U.S. has. They definitely can win tonight. The fact that they're favored certainly is interesting, but the over, like I've been saying, that is going to be my favorite play. As for going streaking, only 3 games tonight, not a lot to choose from. The play that I do like, though, for going streaking, the batter that I like tonight is going to be Jesse Winker against David Peterson. Winker is 2-for-4 against the Mets pitcher in his career, and Winker had a very good month of June, been swinging the bat well, possibly a trade piece for the Nats at the deadline as they continue their rebuild. But I will take Jesse Winker today as my guy in going streaking. Speaking of rebuild, how about James Wood making his MLB debut today for the Washington Nationals, one of the top prospects in baseball? You guys know I love me a good narrative bet. James Wood in his first career game, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 130. He was minus 150 to get a hit today. Didn't really want to take that. I'd rather do the hits, runs, and RBIs. So I'll do that. Get some good plus money at plus 130. That is my prop lock for today. My dog of the day is going to be in tomorrow's game, Turkey, plus 290 against Austria. I told you guys, I love looking for these spots when we get teams who are not used to being favored in high-pressure, high-leverage situations. Turkey's playing with house money. That's exactly how they want it. Everybody's expecting Austria to advance. They won that group. Nobody's expecting Turkey to win. Maybe people think they can keep it close. Maybe they can send it to extra time, but I think that's a good number on Turkey to win in regulation. So I will take them at plus 290 against Austria. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, my friend? What is your best bet here on this Monday?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to also be in the Euros. I'm going to take England to win the Euros at plus 350. I know a lot of people are going to say, don't trust England. Don't trust England. Look at the game. It was a stinker yesterday. Somehow barely beat Slovakia. But how many times do we see a team almost lose in the first round or go up against a team that they should beat easily and they sleep a little bit and somehow get out of it? So this is England right here. Now they have a pretty easy path to get to the final, and whoever gets it, if it's Germany, Spain, or France, they have to go through a gauntlet just to get to the final, go up against England. So I think this is kind of their wake-up call, and you poke the bear a little bit, and now they get going. So I think plus 350 is still great value here for England.
I totally agree, especially considering the fact that heading into the knockout round, England was plus 350. So they win a game and they're the same odds because of how bad they looked. I agree, Shawnee Sharp. I think that's a good bet. And like you said, we see this all the time. Teams survive and advance, right? And then they end up winning the whole thing. My best bet, US-Uruguay, over 2.5 goals. We've been talking about it the last 10 minutes. Think we're going to get a lot of fireworks tonight, pun intended, with the 4th of July on Thursday. Give me the over 2.5 goals at plus 110. To recap, our favorite plays for today: Jesse Winker is my guy in going streaking today. James Wood, prop lock, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 130. Turkey tomorrow is my dog of the day, and my upset, and the U.S. and Uruguay over 2.5 goals at plus 110 is going to be my best bet. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Happy Monday, happy July. If you missed any part of the show, go check out the Send It In podcast.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.